The second half of principle number 6 is to support your dream with love, or in other words, to make choices with the right attitude. If people go about choosing to support their dream with the wrong attitude, you'll be setting yourself up for failure. Let me tell you another story about how to support your dream with love and the difference it will make in the outcome. I had a client named Robert whose heart's desire was to overcome a long-standing obesity problem. He came to our workshop and said, "It is my heart's desire to drop 200 pounds, and I'm so devoted to doing this." Then he said, "I just have to force myself to eat right, and I have to do exercise. There's just no way around it." As I listened to Robert talking about the choices that were required to succeed, I sensed a lot of fear in the words, "have to," and I sensed a lot of resentment as well. Because the truth is, whenever we have to do something, there's an inner part of us that wants to go on strike and say, "No, we can't make me." The way it worked out with Robert is he would force himself to eat carrot sticks and low-fat meals Monday through Friday, having to watch his diet. But on Saturday, that inner voice said, "Not today," and he'd go on strike and pig out on all kinds of foods, cheesecakes, hamburgers, greasy stuff. It was a little game he played with himself over and over again. I suggested that Robert try to support his dream lovingly instead of having to do something, because the truth is, you really don't have to do anything, and it's only what you lovingly want to do that will really carry you through to a successful end. Robert, instead of approaching your dream with restriction and coercion and manipulation, why don't you approach your choices lovingly? For example, rather than having to give up fatty foods, wouldn't you love to have the experience of eating healthy foods that made you feel better and gave you more energy? He thought about it for a minute. I said, "Wouldn't you love the experience of really caring enough about yourself to choose every day to support your body with things that would make it thrive and feel good and make you look good to the world?" He said, "That would be a new approach." I said, "Why don't you try that for a while? Loving yourself and finding and choosing as many ways as you possibly can to love yourself." And he said, "Well, what about exercise? It's only half the problem. I hate to exercise." I said, "I can appreciate that when your body's so overweight. But what would you love to do if you could be active and you could be more energetic and physical?" And he thought about it for a moment and he said, "Well, I've been so overweight for so long, but I always secretly wish that I was one of those svelte skiers on the slopes of the Alps when I grew up, and I think about it often. If I really had the kind of body I'd love to have, I'd be a skier." And I said, "Well, do you know, Robert, technology has created machines where you can get a ski Nordic track and put it right in your own house. And what if just between you and yourself, you decided to go skiing every day on one of those Nordic tracks, just because you'd love to have the experience of skiing? It's a no-risk proposition. Nobody's going to watch you. And imagine, perhaps it would even be fun." He said, "You know, I have thought about that. I just didn't choose to follow through." So I said, "Well, why don't you try this new approach? Instead of self-loathing and restriction and a punitive choice approach to your dream, why don't you just love yourself and make loving choices that will be fun and attractive?" Robert left and started making more interesting choices, choosing strawberries over cheesecake, choosing tea over hot chocolate, choosing to eat fish instead of 10-ounce steaks. And he said, "When I decided to do it as my choice, because I love myself instead of having to, much to my surprise, the weight started dropping off." He said, as a reward for having lost about 50 pounds, I actually went out and bought the Nordic Track. He said, it seems silly to me, but I'd buy videos of skiing mountain trips and get that Nordic Track in front of the TV, and every day I'd go skiing. The next time I saw Robert, I didn't recognize him. He had lost over 150 pounds and was loving it. He told me he had just committed himself to his first real ski trip with other people, and he was looking forward to it in every way possible. It's a whole new approach to going about creating your heart's desire. When you work with love, the process becomes easier, more graceful, more energized. Choosing to support your dream is about taking a look at how much you want to succeed. Choosing to support your dream with love recognizes your spiritual worth, and it acknowledges that for every success you have in the world, you become an example to others of their self-worth. Choosing to support your dream with love is the most attractive principle you can exercise. Because when a person works with love, they attract support not only from divine sources, but from the world around. And when we come in contact with that kind of loving energy, that kind of enthusiasm, we cannot help be drawn into it. It's the secret of charisma. It's the secret of real, true power. When you choose to live your life with love, choose to support your dreams by making choices that are in harmony with your greatest and most heartfelt wishes. And when you choose them lovingly, you work with a quality called enthusiasm. The word enthusiasm means of the gods. Therefore, when you work with enthusiasm, you are attracting the entire universe to work with you and through you. Principle number 6 is the heart of your heart's desire. And when you work with love, you will find, as if almost by magic, the universe begins to gracefully organize itself around you, cheering you on.